Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves under Thy mighty hand today, just tonight, just a thanking and a praising You for Your glory, Your mercy, and Your love. Just a thanking and a praising You for who You are, that You are God. And besides Thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that You may have Your way. Hiding behind Calvary's cross, anointed of the clay. Use me, Father God, for Thy glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' precious and holy name. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Thank You for Your anointing, the Spirit of God, the rest of all the Word of God here tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the Word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank You in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all, precious Father, for salvation to go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow in 2023. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. And the Word of God reads, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost a savor, wherewith shall it be salty? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." Verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Again, in Matthew 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." This is the Word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about God has called you to be a carrier of life, of light and life. Our sermon title come out of the scripture here in Matthew 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Just for the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to talk about God have called you as a child of his to be a carrier of light. Hallelujah. Through Happy New Year's to everyone, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So we thank God for the privilege, and we thank God for the opportunity to lift up that name that is above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. So again, we are reminded of how God is an awesome God. He's a God that sits high and looks low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So God have called you as a believer of Christ to be a carrier of life and light. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Beloved, we are called to reflect and shine the light of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. As a child of God, you are called to reflect the light of the world. One way to be a lighthouse in your current situation or circumstance is to stand for truthful speech. Truth in speech is the first to be sacrificed to gossip, to feeling, and other emotions. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in 2023. Truth in speech in the culture that we are living in is the first to be sacrificed to gossip, to feelings, and other emotions. Here in the book of Colossians 4, verse 6, it says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. You see, when you speak the truth, even now in 2023, when you speak the truth in love, this is your showing of being gracious. Yes, beloved, God have called us as children of God to be a lighthouse in darkness, to be carriers of life and light. So child of God, always point people to the word of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, the Bible for eternal truth. Always point people to the Bible, because without Christ, change cannot happen. And there is no heart change. Yes, as a follower of Christ, you are called to reflect Jesus and to share the good news of the gospel. Also, when we talk to those that are saved, always point them back to the scriptures, to the word of God. Try to stay away from opinion, because opinion can leave room for error. You see, the word of God says in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divided asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God's word, the Bible, the scriptures, should hold such a high value in our lives as believers of Christ, that when we find ourselves in the storms of life, that it is a beacon to how we should focus back on God, because it is a reminder of God's love for us. You see, being an example to others, always. You see, the word of God says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, little children, let us not love in words or deed or talk, but indeed and in truth. The Apostle John here is saying for us to go and love each other through our actions. Yes, God have called you and I as children of his to be a carrier of life and light. Here we see in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 11, for ye was sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and in truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Yes, beloved, God have called you to be a carrier of life and a carrier of light. You see, the word of God says in John chapter 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Yes, beloved, God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So people of God, many Christians today in 2023 have lost their identity by not knowing who they are or whose they are. You see, beloved, God have created each of us as individuals. No two people or persons are alike. Not even identical twins. See, God have created each of us for a purpose, on purpose. And it is not his will that we become carbon copies of one another. As children of God, we are called to follow Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And we do that. Hallelujah. And we do that by allowing him to lead us to our divine destiny and purpose for which we were and are created for. Where it says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, the word says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. I'm going to repeat it and say it again. In the book of John, 15, verse 5, the word of God says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. So believer of Christ, are you seeking God for yourself and asking him what his will is for your life? Or are you dependent on others to tell you what God wants you to do? You see, beloved, in 2023, it is important for you as a child of God to know the voice of God for yourself. And that can only happen when you spend quality time in the presence of the Lord. Yes, beloved, the word says in John 10, verse 27, it says, my sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So, beloved, Jesus has called us to follow him. Remember, Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. As believers of Christ, the path that God have called another brother or sister to may not be the same path that he has called you to walk. You see, our experience, our gifting, our anointing that God has placed upon our lives are all different. God gives you what you need for the purpose that he has created you for. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as a follower of Jesus, we need to know what our calling is, and we need to walk in it. So, beloved, remember in 2023 that God has called you to be a carrier of life and of light. We see when we look around in 2023 that many Christians have failed to reach their divine destiny because they compare themselves with others who they think are more spiritual. I stop by tonight to let you know that God is no respecter of person. What he did for one, he can do for another. But God wants us not to be copycats of one another. He wants us to be an original copy of what he have created us for. Yes, God have created you on purpose, for a purpose. So, beloved, God have called you as a follower of Jesus, as a child of God, to become and to be a carrier of light and life. Yes, beloved, fear of man has prevented some from following, have prevented followers of Christ from being led by the Holy Spirit and doing what God have commanded them to do. You see, beloved, in the process all that happens is that they lost their true identity, and they are living in bondage and have no real joy or peace in their lives, because disobedience has a price attached to it. Worse than not knowing who you are is not knowing whose you are. So child of God, seek the face of God and ask him to reveal to you who he wants you to be and what he wants you to do. And when you do, be obedient to him, then and only then can you truly fulfill your divine destiny. See, the word said in Matthew 6:33, to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Yes, beloved, God have called you to be the light of the world. Bible says in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So believer of Christ, you are called to be the light of the world. First of all, there is the call to come to the light. Question is, will you come to him? You see, Jesus, he was and still is the source of that light. Bible said in the book of John 3:19-21, and this is the condemnation, that the light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds or her deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought, have been done in God, through him, and in him. Yes, believer of Christ, we are called to receive the light. You see, it is not enough to be exposed to the light. We have a choice to make, a choice to respond to the light. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the decision you have is either come to the light or to reject the light. See, here in the book of John 1:12, the Bible says, but as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. People of God, once we have received the light, then we are called to walk in the light. God have called you to be a carrier of life and light. Yes, beloved, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let us, as children of God, as followers of Christ, reflect and shine the light of Jesus everywhere we go in 2023, because we are called to reflect the light of the world. And we do this by being a lighthouse in our communities, in the area where we live, and also for us to stand for righteousness in a world that is plagued with sin and unrighteousness. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God has called you, and I, as carrier of light, and as carrier of light. See, the Apostle Paul, he reminds us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We were once darkness, but now we are light in the world. Yes, the Bible said in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. God have called you to be a carrier of light and a carrier of life. Yes, beloved, we are called in 2023 to reflect the light. When Jesus returns
to him, I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real.
Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real.
living for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
Praise the Lord. Yes, we have to live it for real. The light that God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we just thank God at the beginning of the year in 2023 that God has allowed us to cross over and give us a fresh start. Hallelujah. So we must begin strong in order to end strong. Hallelujah, in the things of God. And let our light be a light, be a carrier of light and life. We thank God for each and every one that's listening in, for those that will be listening in at a later date. We just want to touch and agree with those that are listening in tonight. Amen. That wherever you are believing God for in 2023, amen, we have started a brand new year with a brand new slate. Amen. And God is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Hallelujah. He's able to do whatever we are believing him for according to his will for each and every one of our lives. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that each and every one of us that is a child of God has a calling on our lives, and we have a work to do. We must work while it is day, because night coming when no man can work. So we just touch and agree based on the word of God that says, if any two of us come in agreement such anything here on earth, it'll be done by our heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So whatever you are believing God for tonight, we just touch and agree with you that according to his timetable, and according to his will for your life and for whoever you are praying for, that God would just intervene and touch and bring about changes that is needed for the need to be met in Jesus' name. Well, amen. Again, tonight we're talking about God have called you and have called you to be a carrier of life and light. Here we see in the word of God, the Apostle Paul reminds us in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, for ye were once darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. So walk as children of light. We were once darkness, but now we are light in the world. Also, we are reminded in the book, in the Word of God, in 1 John 1, verse 7. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. God have called you as a child of his to be a carrier of life and light. Yes, beloved, we are called to reflect the light. When Jesus returned to heaven, he left Christians during his time while he was here on earth. He left instruction to his disciples to go and tarry in Jerusalem until the promise come. When Jesus returned to heaven, he ascended on high. He left Christians with the responsibility to be the light of the world. Yes, Bible reminds us in Matthew 5, verse 16, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Bible says also here in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. It says, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. So, beloved, in the same way that the moon reflects the light of the sun, Christians, as Christians, we are to reflect the light of the capital S, O-N. Those who follow Jesus actually become reflectors of the light. You see, Jesus is the source of life. Jesus is the source of light in the world. And we as his followers are to reflect that light. So child of God, your life should reflect something different than what the world has. Beloved, Jesus tells us as followers of his that we are the salt and light of the world. We are called to make a visible impact on the world around us in 2023 by being the light of the world. Again, it is a choice that we must make, believers of Christ. You cannot live a light-filled life in our society in 2023 without standing out and without having people notice you. You see, if your faith does not make a difference in the way that you live your life, you neither need to get, you either need to get saved or you need to repent and to allow the light of Jesus to shine through. Not only is there a charge to be made, but there is a purpose to be considered. You see, Jesus called us to make a difference in darkness. God has called you to be active in ministry. Bible says in 1 Peter 2, verse 9 through 10, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Yes, beloved, we are chosen by God. Chosen means selected by God for a special purpose. God have called you to be a carrier of life and a carrier of light. You are chosen by God for a specific purpose, to be priestly kings. As priests, we have direct assessment to the very throne of God through our high priest, Jesus Christ. You have been called to a holy calling, to be a priest to God and to be his child. You are no longer, you are called to be no longer, you are called to no longer live by the fashion of your own nature, but to live by the fashion of your new nature. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So child of God, you are called and chosen to do God's work and to speak out for him, to be his witness. Yes, people of God, we're all called out from the impurities of human culture and sent back into the world as agents of change and transformation. We are called to proclaim the good news. So believe of Christ, God have given you a life message for you to share when you become a believer of Christ. You become a messenger of God. God wants to speak to the world through you. Child of God, you have a storehouse of experience that God wants to use to bring others into his family. So as believers of Christ, as a believer of Christ, when you share your personal testimony, it carries more weight with people than the most carefully reasoned argument from scripture. When reaching out to an unbeliever, they can relate to your personal experience than listening to you quoting a well-noted theologian. So believer of Christ, you see, your testimony, your story will reach out and touch someone where they are. God wants you to share with them the life lessons that you have learned through experience. As you grow deeper in your walk with him, he will give you a passion for the things of his. Yes, beloved, we are called. We are called. God have called you to be a carrier of light and of light and of life. God wants you to be passionate in your walk with him. So beloved, when you are passionate about something, you cannot keep quiet about it. Bible says in the book of Matthew, verse 34, the B clause of the verse, it says, by the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So believer of Christ, our spiritual passion should include our desire in sharing this good news with everyone that we can in 2023. So believe of Christ, when we trust God, when we trust God's grace to save us through what Jesus did, our sins are forgiven. And we get a purpose for living. And we are promised a future home in heaven. Yes, beloved, believer of Christ, you are called to be a carrier of life and light. So believer of Christ, we function as light when the word and actions of our life show forth the light of God. We are called to serve as Christ's ambassadors. Christ sent us on a mission to represent him in both words and in action. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20, not in, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech us, urge us, by us, that we pray for you in Christ. Stay, be ye reconciled to God. God wants us to return wholeheartedly to him. So beloved, as Christ's ambassadors, we convey Christ's message of good news, and we live in ways that shows God's love for the people that we encounter at our jobs and everywhere that we go. So child of God, every believer of Christ is called to be a witness to Christ, not only by life, but also by lip service. We are reminded of what Colossians 4, verse 5 and 6 says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man that asks about the hope that we have within us. You see, Jesus commands that we are to let our light shine before others. Beloved, our light for Christ, it really shines when we care for people around us. In Jesus' name, Bible says, again in Matthew 5, verse 16, the A clause of the verse, it says, let your light so shine before men. Child of God, regardless of whether you are shy or outgoing, as a Christian, you are called upon to be a light to those around you. This is only possible if you put yourself out there, interacting with people. See, the Bible says in the book of Psalms 150, verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, because joy is one's response to our salvation in Jesus Christ. You see, beloved, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. So child of God, everybody needs him, needs Jesus in their life, because he is the only one that is a true light of life. As believers of Christ, the light of Christ maketh the light of Christ, making it clear that God gets the glory for any good that we do. So people of God, anyone who's made holy in Christ, anyone calling upon his name, that is, any believer in Christ, any true Christian is called a saint. So remember, as a follower of Christ, you carry God's light everywhere you go, whether where there is darkness. Beloved, it is God who brings light. It is Jesus who brings light into every most difficult situation that we find ourselves in. And no matter what is the atmosphere around us, you see, anyone who belongs to Christ can bring his or her light into it, because it cannot remain hidden. So people of God, people in general, in 2023, they deserve to see Christ in those who call themselves children of God, Christians in 2023. Bible says here in the book of Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2, arise, shine, for your light hath come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Remember, brothers and sisters of Christ, the only light for the modern world in 2023 is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, a question may be asked, do the presence of Christ in you makes a shift in the atmosphere by changing sadness into joy? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. By changing despair into hope, and lacking of meaning in life to light into life in abundance. Yes, God wants us as his child to be a carrier of life and light. So, child of God, in this life-changing season that we are in 2023, let us be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Again, we are reminded in the book of Matthew 5, verse in the book of Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill, which cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a light on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Beloved, remember, we are called to reflect and shine the light of Jesus Christ, who is true source of all light and life. As we bring this teaching to a close, we just want to say thank you. And we just want to thank God for the opportunity in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching tonight. We hope the audience enjoyed it. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends, and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have them and you. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibaut, T-H-I-B as in boy, U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Thibaut. We'd love to hear from you. Enjoy your week. God bless you. Know that we love you, and so does God. Have a great week. We'll see you next Friday, Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.